My name's Gary and I'm an addict. And yeah, Yvette called me about 11:30 last night and I was asleep and I had no idea who the hell she was or what the hell she was talking about. I don't like to sit down when I speak, and you know, and I need to share this as much as I, as many times as I've spoken around the country and at different area meetings and workshops and stuff, I still get nervous, okay? And right now my hands are in my pockets sweating like hell. And I didn't. And this part of this meeting didn't happen until we crossed over the bridge, and I just realized that I was coming here, and this might be a pretty big meeting. And my hands started, and they haven't stopped sweating since. So if you don't understand what I'm talking about, keep coming back. And when you stand your ass up here, your hands will sweat too. First of all, I'd like to get this out of the way. My clean date is November 17th, 1988. I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous beaten. And I came here in sheer total desperation. You know, I used for 27 years of my life. And I just had a birthday a couple weeks ago. The 21st. When was the 21st? Last Sunday was my birthday. So it wasn't a couple weeks ago, it was last week. And and things like that happen when you get a certain age. You forget birthdays. When I got here in these in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous, I had no idea that people got clean. I had no idea. I didn't know people didn't get high. I used for 27 years of my life, and the things that I used were the things that I used. And see, I don't like to get into these gigantic drug-a-logs. And one of the things I also like to share is, you know, I love when I hear people say my drug of choice. I didn't have a drug of choice. I had no, everything that got me high was my drug of choice at that particular moment. Okay? I was a human garbage disposal. I remember some days I would be going to cop one thing, and in the interim of going to cop one thing, something else came along the way, and I took that just to get me to where I was trying to go. That's who I was. That's the type of junkie that I was. You know, and this gentleman talked about being a security. Could you imagine a junkie being a security guard? Not only being a security guard, when he said it, I started laughing. Not only being a security guard, but he's in charge of security guards. And I'm really grateful. I'm really grateful to be here tonight and to hear something like that. I know when I was using, security guards were a lot of those guys are my friends. You know, I used to work security guards because I used them to get inside of where they were securing. You know, but thank God my life has changed. And you know, I'm real grateful to be a part of a fellowship that has changed and saved my life. As a recovering addict, when I got here in Narcotics Anonymous, my motive when I got here was one thing. I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous to change the concept of what you people were talking about. See, I didn't come here to get clean. I came here to find the guy or the female that was selling drugs to you people that were talking about staying clean. Because I knew for a fact, a room full of addicts, somebody had to be getting high. So I'm going to hang out with you guys until I found that one person, not only that had dope, but had the best dope. Okay, but they said something about drug. The best dope is in jail. Well, not any of the jails I went in. Okay, I figured if I hung out with the addicts, I would definitely find exactly who was selling the good dope. Okay, I got here in 1988. When I arrived in 1988, I was here to stay. You know, how many people in this room right now has less than 30 days clean? Thank you. I have a message. I don't know who it is that God has given me this message to give, But I know it's one of you guys that just raised your hand, and probably somebody else in this room tonight. And what I'm here to tell you is, you don't ever have to use again in your life. You don't ever have to feel the way you felt when you first came here in Narcotics Anonymous. You don't ever have to go through the things that you went through before you got here. What I'm here to tell you tonight, that no addict, and somebody said it earlier, no addict has to die from this active addiction. I came here with the intentions on making sure that not only did I not stay clean, that I was going to get every fucking one of you guys high too. That was my intention. I came in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous in 1988. I had on a pair of cutoff jeans, a tank top, and a pair of flip-flops. And I literally crawled into the old Miracles Club, which is in West Palm Beach. Guys, I drove an hour to get here. Well, I rode an hour to get here. I remember, I'm from Newark, New Jersey, originally. And thank you. Glad you're here, too. I'm originally out of Newark, New Jersey. And I remember hearing one time that there was some good dope in White Plains, New York. Guess where I went? I went to White Plains. So it's nothing for me to come to Fort Pierce and not only to deliver a message, but try and help save someone's life here tonight. Because there's someone in this room right now, I guarantee you there's someone in here right now that doubts that they're going to stay clean. But I'm here to tell you how to do it. Don't get high. Just simply don't get. I don't give a damn what happens in your life in the run of a day. They told me when I first got here, it doesn't matter what happens in your life in the run of a day. If you don't use whatever the situation is, whatever it may be, it will get better. And I'm here to tell you that they didn't lie to me. A lot of people in Narcotics Anonymous, when I got here, lied on me, but they never lied to me. They told me if I didn't get high, my life would be better. And ladies and gentlemen, tonight I tell you, I haven't snatched a purse. I haven't broken in a house. I haven't robbed anybody. I haven't stood on a corner and sold myself. I haven't had to do the things that I did 18 years ago. I have not had to do them today. And I didn't kill anybody yet. It's 8:07. But I'm here to tell you, the life that I lived before I came in Narcotics Anonymous is a life that I don't ever want to have to go through again in my life. I'm 56 years old, and I thank God for finding these rooms for me. I thank God for giving me the opportunity to find you people. Because if it were not for you people, who the hell know where I would be? But I'm here to tell you tonight that that addict that's sitting out there right now that has the doubts that they can stay clean another day, I'm here to tell you, you can. If I can do it, the lowlife, the scheming junkie that I was, you know, I don't know if you guys, I'm sitting there looking at a whole bunch of white people, first of all. and I'm that person, I'm not junkie that your parents told you to stay away from. And I know your parents told you to stay away from some people, okay? Well, I'm that person that your parents told you to stay away from. See, I'd come in your house and I'd sit there and talk to you all day trying to figure out what I'm going to take. That's who I was. I try to be your friend just to get whatever it was that you had. See, that's who I was. You know, as a result of working some steps and applying some principles into my life and God changing my life, guys, trust me, I'm not a minister. I'm not here preaching God. A power much greater than myself, whom I choose to call God, has helped me to change my life as a result of sitting my black ass down listening to you people tell me how to use, how to not get high again, how to use this fellowship, how to use you people, how to use you people to take advantage of the situations that I had gone through. And I went through a lot. And not only did I go through a lot, I took everybody that came within reach through everything that I went through. You know, I remember days in Newark, and especially during the holidays, my family, if they knew that I was coming anywhere around, they would hide purses, they would hide shoes, they would hide hats, they would, and I ate on the, they had to feed me on the porch. That's where I ate, like an animal, because my life had taken me to that level. My family didn't trust me, because they knew if I came anywhere near the door and got in, somebody in the house was hurt. Somebody was hurt. It didn't matter who. Mom, poor thing. You know, my mother got killed 19 years ago. And I remember the day it happened. Someone threw a firebomb through her window and burned this woman alive. And as a result of that, it helped me to make a decision that I needed to get my life together. I'm really grateful that I found Narcotics Anonymous as a result of some things that went on in my life. You know, I had to make a decision. I had to simply make a decision that I didn't want to live the way I was living. As a matter of fact, I wasn't even living in any particular way. I was just existing in a world. I was existing in this world that was filled with danger, and I was a part of that danger. You know, I travel around the country, and I hear different guys and women speaking and talking about some of the things that they have gone through. My life was so screwed up, you know, that I didn't even like me. I hated everything about me. I hated the way I smelt. I hated the way I looked. I hated the way I felt. But for some reason, I found you people, and you told me that I could feel better. You told me that I could take showers. You told me that I could change my clothes. You told me that I can become employable. You told me that I would have friends that only wanted me to be a friend. You guys told me that you would love me until I was able to love myself. And I tell you again, you guys lied on me, but you didn't lie to me. And I thank you for that. Continue to lie on me. I don't care. But you won't lie to me. And that's one of the reasons why I keep coming back in these rooms. Because you don't lie to me. You told me that my life would get better. And I thank you for it. You know, I just celebrated 18 years, and I never imagined having 18 minutes clean. I never imagined that. You know, you told me if I just sat down and listened and watch what you people did, some of you. Not all of you, because some of you people do some, but anyway, some of you, but anyway, as a result of just simply doing some real simple things, I had to first find a sponsor. My sponsor, Chuck, he died about 6 years ago from cancer. And this man guided me through all 12 steps and taught me how to live. You know, he was a man that I loved dearly. And as a result of just simply listening and watching and doing as he did, I'm here tonight. to tell you, to you new people, if there's anyone new in these rooms tonight, please, I beg you, just keep coming back. I have never found anything that works the way this thing works. And the reason I know it works, because I haven't thought about getting high tonight, I haven't gotten high tonight, and I have no intentions on getting high tonight. And this is how it works. I just don't use. Now, trust me, I don't have days that is glorious. I have days when I want to strangle people. I have days when I just want to smack somebody upside the head, you know. And I know nobody in this room can relate to that, you know. But I haven't had the opportunity. I haven't had to do that today. It's simply as a result of doing some real simple stuff. When I wake up in the morning, I ask the God of my understanding to help me to stay clean. I ask the God of my understanding to help me to stay clean no matter what happens in my life today. You know, I just have, I'm a chef and I don't look like one, but I am. I don't eat my own food. But I just had one of my cooks call me last night, right after Yvette called me, and his brother just got killed in Iraq. And here's a guy that's got about 5 months clean, and the only thing he knew how to do was, Gary, I want to get high. Gary, I don't want to feel the way I'm feeling. You know, and I could relate to that feeling. Because, you know, we're a group of people that, I don't know about you guys, but see, I use every excuse in the world to get high. Your birthday, Columbus Day, Lincoln's birthday, it didn't matter. I didn't give a damn whose birthday it was or what day it was. You know, any day was a good day for me to use. You know, but I found a way out. And what I did was I sat myself down and I listened to what you people had to say and I practiced some principles. I have some morals in my life today, not many, but I have a few, okay, as a result of just simply staying clean. No addict seeking recovery ever has to use again. Not ever. For no reason. I have not found the perfect excuse to get high. Now, I'm simply waiting. You know, another reason why I keep coming back, and I shared this the last time I was up, I'm waiting on that one individual that's going to walk in the rooms of Narcotics Anonymous and tell me, nobody else, just tell me a couple things. The dope is good. There are no consequences. My bills will be paid. My grandson will be taken care of. I will keep my house. You won't rob anybody. You won't have to do the things that you did 18 years ago. I'm waiting on that one person to come in here and say that after they go back out. And ladies and gentlemen, if it ever happens, I'm out of here. I'm going to get high. But you know, in 18 years that I've come in these rooms, I have not heard a living soul say it's gotten better. See, I know what bad is, because I lived bad for 27 years. I know what that's like. They keep telling me it hasn't gotten any better, so I'm going to continue to sit here and wait on that individual that's going to come in here one day and tell me it's gotten better out there. And when it happens, I'm out of here. Now, if you ever see me in a cut-off pair of jeans, if anybody ever come to West Palm, see me in a cut-off pair of jeans, a tank top, and a pair of flip-flops, please run over me. And if you miss, run over me again. And if that doesn't work, shoot me, because see, I'm coming for you. I'm coming for you, because I still have that outfit today. I still have it. Just as a reminder of what it was like. And every now and then I have to pull it out. And if there's anyone in this room thinks I don't think about getting high, you are sadly mistaken. I do think about it. I do think about getting high. But see, I have to play the whole tape through from beginning to end. From the moment I use till the moment, whenever that is, that I stop, I have to play the whole tape through. And as a result of playing the whole tape through, I just don't get high because, see, I don't want to go back to where I was. I don't ever want to feel the way I felt. I don't ever want to look the way I looked. I don't ever want to do the things that I did when I got here. I was not a nice person. I'm a better person today as a result of just simply not getting high. And if there's anyone in this room that has doubts that you can stay clean, if I can stay clean, anyone can do it. And I'm truly grateful to be here tonight, and I'm not going to do this any longer because I'm getting tired of myself. And if nobody's told you guys, I love you. And I really appreciate the honor of being here tonight and to help you guys celebrate, those of you. I hope I'll come back up here again. I don't know. But it's truly an honor to be here tonight. And hopefully someone got something out of this bullshit I just shot at you. Thank you.